dying blood-bought. I am Holy Ghost-taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood-bought. I am Holy Ghost-taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. My name is Jared Hull. My grandmother is out and about doing, you know, Mimi things, traveling, speaking, traveling the world. You know, if you know my grandmother, you know, she's out there doing, she's out there with them running and ministering the word of God and just getting stronger every day. And, you know, that's what we opened up yesterday. We have a special guest, my brother, Brandon Brim.
I'm your special guest.
He's my special brother.
Yes, I'm honored to be here, the Voice of One Witness Radio. Like my brother was saying, Jared, our grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim, she's out and about talking about Jesus, prayer, the power, and the awakening of God that is happening to our nation. If you know, if you've been watching
some
the news lately,
been happening. It's exciting.
The people have woke
spoken
up.
Woke. You woke?
They have awakened, okay?
You woke?
Yes.
So, you know, when I was opening up yesterday, how Mimi's, you know, people Mimi's age, Billy Brim's age, sometimes they take it as a time to what you call retiring. Sometimes that looks like not doing anything anymore, but Mimi has not retired.
We
Mimi.
Can't retire, but re-fire.
Yes.
That's what we spoke about, the fire one. Of God.
Right.
Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, you got to be on fire for God. It's not just for Dr. Billy Brim or the ministers you see. No, it's for all of us. God has something special for you and I to walk and to do. Let me encourage you today, this afternoon, 11:45, you're maybe on your lunch break. Let me encourage you. Your work has just began. Don't ever get discouraged. The devil's a liar. You ever feel any discouragement? You ever feel like some negative things coming on, or you might hear, you know what, this and that. Hey, let me tell you, that's not from God. God doesn't condemn. That's the devil. So he knows exactly what you have are going to do, what God's going to do through you, and he'll try anything to discourage you, make you quit, try to take the fire out of you. But let me say right now, God has something big for you. He needs you. It's amazing, you know, we talk about the great men of God that were here, Smith Wigglesworth, all that. That's amazing what God did through them. But you know what? They're not here now. You are here now. God has chosen you in the last days. Be encouraged. The devil is a liar. You might feel like I have maybe a little fire, but let me say right now, I believe a fire is coming on you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You will never be the same again. On this lunch hour, you're going to go back to your work, maybe go back home, and something is going to change, be changed in you. You're going to sense it. You're going to know it. We want you right now. Right now, you write to Billy Brim Ministries. You can do that many ways. You can call. They have an 800 number. They have billybrim.org. They have so many ways. You can write P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65616. You can call toll-free 800-972-3447. Locally, you can call 417-336-4877.
And can I say something, Brandon? You just said you might feel discouraged or feel regret. And let me be honest, if you haven't ever felt discouraged or if you ever never have had regret, then there's probably something wrong with you. Because everyone has had that. Everyone's
exactly.
Been through it. Everyone
exactly.
Deals with that. And so you're talking about regret. That's a big one with people's lives. Like, I wish I would have. I wish I could have. You know, and the thing with the enemy is you're either, it's either the plan of God, or what do you want to do is so too far out of reach that you can't get there yet. A lot of young people feel like that.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of, and then people who, you know, a little bit down the road on life, they feel like it's too far past. They missed it. But it said in Hebrews, the Lord says, harden not your heart. the Holy Spirit says, harden not your heart today.
Yeah, amen.
Today. The things of the faith are today. The things of God are today. They're not tomorrow. They're not yesterday. They're right now. And everything, you know, all the promises are yes and amen. In Christ Jesus, today.
Right.
You know, today.
And that's faith.
Yeah, it's today. Faith is, so whatever might, it is, you need today.
And that's what faith is. You might feel, you have that, maybe those feelings of discouragement or regret, but you know what? You have faith. God, you're taking care of it. What it says in Philippians, I'm confident of this very thing, that you that began this good work in me, you will perform it. I like that word, Jer, perform. God, perform it in my life till the day of Jesus Christ.
Can you go over, you know, yesterday you tapped into, you felt called to go to Cali. In your mind, it looked like this amazing experience. When you got there, you're waxing a trailer. You're doing a lot of grunt work.
Right. Serving.
Can you explain maybe to a little bit today the process? Like, we can, you can always preach and have a good sermon, but if we can let the people know, like, the process you went through, like, the feelings that you felt of what did I am doing, but how did you overcome it by your feelings? Like, you take a scripture and you applied it, but what does that look like? What did that look like when you did it? Can you kind of go over that a little bit?
Yes, I would love to. You know, I'm not just preaching something I haven't experienced. I believe if you preach something, you should practice it. I traveled with my grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim, for over 3 years. When I moved out to California, I felt led of the Lord to move out there. I went out there with nothing. I didn't have a job, hardly had any finances, but I knew God told me to go. You might say, Brandon, how will I know? Let me tell you, when you know, you know. You'll just know. You won't have to say, did I hear a loud voice? You'll just know. You'll just know deep down, hey, I'm supposed to do this. I'm going to do it. God told me to. I just know. It might have not heard an audible voice, but I just know in my spirit. So I went out there. I'm thinking, wow, God, you're going to move mightily. Things are going to happen for me. I've been traveling. I've been hungering for you. I've been spending time with you, seeking you. And I go out there, and Jared, my first day, I talked about, you talked about it. I waxed a trailer by hand out in the sun, and I did it not just for one day, not for two, but for 3 days in a row. And I did it for over a year. I served. I did labor work. I would help people. I would do certain things. I would be moving stuff, not getting paid. I said, God, take care of me. Show me what to do. Supernaturally, the Lord started providing for us. People ask me, how long have you been in ministry? We've been traveling for about a year and a half, 2 years full time. But my ministry started that day. Me working out in the sun, hot in the sun all day, feel like, God, what have you called me to do? This is not you. This can't be you. I went 100 steps backward. Did you not see what I was doing before? Spending time with powerful men and women of God, traveling with a woman of God. Now look what I'm doing. I would feel that, but I said, Lord, I know you're taking care of me. You told me to do it. I would dive in the Word, Jared. I'd get home at, get in my little place, my little trailer at night, and I would read the Word. I would listen to messages, and I would practice. I would hear it, and then I would do it. Maybe listen to a Brother Hagin message, and I would hear what he was saying. I would write down scriptures, and then I would do it. And I felt the peace, the Holy Spirit. You know, it says one of the names for the Holy Spirit is he's a comforter. And I felt that.
So
and it happened for a year, Jared, over a year.
So you would do this all day. I want to get this across to someone. All day, you might have been in your, because we're made of three-part being, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
The soul, mind, will, and emotions. The mind, will, and emotions are what scream. Can tell right. You contrary to the Word of God.
I
can
exactly.
Say, I'm upset. I feel regret. I feel pity party. So you're having a pity party with your soul.
Yeah, just fighting it back and forth.
So you go home. You find a scripture. Did you find a specific word on that helped your soul? Or you would stick with that one? Or would we just dig in where...
I just would
like,
dig
what was
in.
It? I want to know.
I would dig in. It wasn't like I had one like go-to scripture. Now I like a...
Because for me, that's what I did, but I want to know what you did.
Right. I didn't have a go-to scripture. There's certain scriptures I would read. One was Psalms 1. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the ways of ungodly, but walks in the ways of the Lord, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'd stand on that.
So you would feel those negative feelings during the day.
Right.
You come home to the trailer.
Yeah.
And you, no matter what those feelings said, you'd find that scripture. And how did you receive that by faith? What did that look like? Even though you felt, you didn't feel what you were reading in the Word.
Yeah, I would just read it, you know. I would read it and I would just sense a peace, you know. It wasn't... Sometimes I wouldn't have feelings for a while. I'd just be reading the word, just praying to God, Lord, help me, give me strength. I'd listen to a message.
But that was you. You took that word, that was you.
Right,
like, I'm praying about water. I'm going to have peace.
Exactly.
Even if you weren't feeling it right then.
Right, even if I didn't feel it right then. And just having that alone time with God, because I trusted him. I had to. I had no other options, you know. We don't need to have options. We don't need to have God be on our second, you know, plan B or plan C. He needs to be plan A. And I knew, Lord, here I am, moving to California, away from my family. I got to trust you. I have no other options. Let me say it. It's not whether if you're in a comfortable situation, you have no other option. You have to go to God. You can't say, you know what? I'll watch this movie right now and I'll spend time with the Lord. I'll do it tomorrow. No, he needs to be your first place. That's where things happen. That's where your turnarounds happen. That's where the peace of God will speak with you or speak to you. And I saw that. And I had no other options, Jared. I had no plan Bs. And I had to just trust in that. And I relied on him fully. I know that he called me out there and he's going to take care of me. And he has supernaturally.
How long did it take for the actual feelings? Because how long did it take the positive feelings, the word of God, the peace? How long did that take for it to actually manifest consistently for you?
Maybe just a few days, really.
See, that's amazing. Can you imagine if someone said, here's some medicine for, I don't know, shingles, and in a few days,
right,
you'll feel 100% better, but you'll still need to take the medicine.
Exactly.
Can you imagine no side effects? You don't have to listen to a minute of side effects on
your
the commercial.
Your eyes won't do this, or you won't leg die. Won't twitch.
Can you imagine the bandwagon of people that'd be all about that?
Exactly. And
so that's why I'm kind of, the reason I'm asking for you to break it down is because I know people, I'm like, do the word. And that becomes so cliche in the word of faith. You can say, do the word.
Flesh. It's not fun in your flesh at all.
Some people don't know what that looks like. And they need to know. You really went out to California. You really felt like you went out there and you felt kind of like, what am I doing?
Exactly.
But you had to find that scripture that said, I have peace. This is where God put me. And then in a couple of days, those feelings totally subsided.
Exactly.
And you stood on that word. That's what you did.
Exactly.
It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And if look at that now, then, and look where you are now.
Right.
And then it's like, look at where Mimi was, you know, when she received the Holy Spirit. That's when, with Brother Hagin, she got, look at it then, how it started, and look at her now. Look at Brother Copeland back in the day.
Right.
Look at it now. Why are they there?
Exactly.
They're not special people. I'm not being...
Yeah.
I'm honoring them. I'm just saying, but like, God didn't just say, you're a really, I'm going to pick you out of everyone else. They just did the word.
Right.
When they didn't feel like it, they said, well, the word says this, I'm going to receive it.
Exactly.
That's what you did.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, people might say, I want to hear the voice of the Lord. I want to hear God clear. The Bible is God speaking to you. When you want to hear God to speak to you, read the word. He's speaking to you. He knows exactly what you need. You'll go to scripture, go around, he'll show you what to read. I want to pray right now for you, wherever you're listening to, on the radio, in your car. I want to pray for a hunger for the word of God in your life. You might say, I like to read the word here and there, but I need more of a hunger for it. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, at the sound of my voice, you will have a hunger for the word of God. No more options, no more plan Bs, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Stay in contact with us, billybrim.org. Write to us. God bless. Shalom.